The Run for the Roses state is lined with gold, politically and literally. It's a Kentucky demolition derby in the race to unseat Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell. He's facing a Tea Party challenger, Matt Bevin, in the primary, but McConnell is expected to handily win the GOP nod. But Democrats sense weakness and have put up Democrat Allison Lundergan Grimes. The three candidates have raised more than $32.4 million, with another $5 million coming in from outside sources. It's a real Citizens United super PAC cash extravaganza.
Matt Bevin keeps making national headlines, but not in a good way. Bevin made the nightly TV comedy shows after he was caught making a speech to a cockfighting rally. Don't let the joke be on you.
I'm Mitch McConnell, candidate for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
I'm Matt Bevin, and I approve this message.
What are fact checkers saying about mudslinging Mitch's latest attacks on conservative Matt Bevin? Misleading. Doesn't add up. Like Obama campaign attacks. After 30 years in Washington, voting for one bailout after another, slinging mud is all Senator McConnell has left.
But even with all that entertainment value and attracting more money than any other primary election, the state still expects only a 30% turnout. Dante Chinney is with us. He's the director of the American Communities Project at American University. And also with us is Philip Bailey, the political editor at public radio station WFPL in Louisville. Dante and Philip, welcome back.
Hey there.
So, Philip, a lot of entertainment value. Bevin's campaign has all kinds of flaws. How does this stack up? Tea Party, Republican incumbent, and the Democrat.
Well, if you look at the entirety of the Tea Party movement, 2010, the Tea Party was made up of everyone from libertarians to disaffected Democrats, and sort of took the establishment Republicans by surprise. 2014, I think Senator McConnell had plenty of time to think ahead. You saw him anticipate this, and I think that's why he handled it better than most establishment candidates did.
Where's the money coming from, Dante, and where is it going?
So what we did was we looked at just the candidates, contributions directly to the candidate, because I think what you get through that is an idea of what individual contributors are looking like, so support. And what we found was really interesting. McConnell obviously does very well in big cities and kind of urban suburbs, and he gets that money from all around the country. That's the advantage, really, of being Senate Minority Leader. But the thing that was interesting in the numbers was that McConnell did very well in these evangelical hubs. And when you talk about the many parts that went into the Tea Party coalition, whatever you want to call it, in 2010, these evangelical communities were part of it. They were against the establishment Republicans. It was time to take a stand. We'll know a lot more when we see the results come in Tuesday night. But the fact that a greater percentage of McConnell's contributions came from the evangelical communities than they did for Bevin with his contributions, that I think is significant. And it does show that some of those evangelicals in Kentucky, at least, came home to the kind of the establishment Republican Party. And I think that's going to be an aid. That's why one of the reasons why McConnell's going to win, but that also could be a big aid to him in the fall.
Thinking about the fall for a moment, does the profile of Mitch McConnell make this Democratic challenge a national race? And does that, is that reflected in national money coming into the Democrat?
It's national. Oh, yeah. Democrats would love to knock off Mitch McConnell. And yes, Grimes is bringing in a lot of money, and it's coming from all over. And, she's got a lot of connections, actually, even on the West Coast, out in California. She's got a lot of money coming in from there. She had Martin O'Malley, for some reason, come speak in her state. That's a kind of an odd pairing, actually, when you look at kind of the conservative nature of Kentucky. And O'Malley, the governor of Maryland, is a fairly liberal guy. But there's no question that the national feeling in the Democratic Party, this is one they really would like to have. It's still an uphill fight.
Cockfighting scandals notwithstanding, Philip Bailey, what we've found is that Tea Party voters tend to be pretty loyal. And with a turnout expected to be something on the order of 30%, is it possible that Bevin could pull enough from Mitch McConnell to reduce the turnout in the fall?
Well, that's his hope. I mean, a recent Bluegrass poll showed that about 39% of Matt Bevin supporters say they will vote for Mitch McConnell in the fall. 25% actually say they would vote for Allison Lundergan Grimes. Now, how a Tea Party person turns right around and votes for the Democrat in the fall election, that could be certain resentments at McConnell right now, given the attack ads back and forth. That could be representative just of the overall angst with McConnell that has really existed in Kentucky for really about 4 years. He's not very popular in this state at all, particularly among Tea Party folks. So that resentment could last. The real worry or concern for McConnell and his people isn't that those Tea Party folks would vote for Alison Lundick and Grimes is that they could stay home and sit on their votes by the time November turns around.
And so incumbency is really an issue for the Democrat. I mean, there's definitely a core of people who's dissatisfied with the incumbent, even though he's the minority leader.
Yeah, I mean, the recent poll that came out here in Kentucky showed that 62% of voters believe that they could vote to throw out every member of Congress they would. So there's an anti-incumbency overall. And Senator McConnell's approval numbers are really in the neighborhood of Barack Obama's, interestingly enough. As unpopular as the president is here in Kentucky, Senator McConnell is just as unpopular. There's the hope that that will change after the primary, but that's one of the reasons why national Democrats are swarming around this race. They smell the blood. They see the blood in the water with McConnell, and they would love nothing better than to knock off the leader of that party in much the same way Republicans did to Tom Daschle 10 years ago.
Dante Cheney, what would you say the fundraising strategies are here in Kentucky, and how will they be models for what happens in 2016?
Well, the thing that I think is interesting in the fundraising is when we looked at 2012, for instance, when Mitt Romney was out raising money, he was raising it from the same places Barack Obama was. He was raising it from these big cities and these urban suburbs, the kind of big dense areas. That's what you see in McConnell's numbers right here. You know, and for the Republican primary, because that's really what we're talking about in 2016, there were Rick Santorum, particularly Michelle Bachmann, very early on, was raising from these smaller areas. They were raising from these evangelical communities, these kind of rural communities. I think that what's going to be interesting to see is McConnell is probably almost certainly going to win Tuesday night by a very large margin. The question is, what does this fundraising makeup look like going forward? I mean, do some of these other places, I mean, do his numbers shoot up in the exurbs? My guess is he'll do better in those places. The thing I think to watch for from the fundraising perspective over the next like 4 or 5 months is, does he keep doing well in these evangelical communities, rural middle America, where he hasn't done very well yet, to be honest, and these evangelical communities, working class country, another kind of rural place. If he gets those numbers up and starts doing really, really well, what I think it's starting to show is maybe the Republican Party is putting the Tea Party behind it a little bit and coming together again. That would be very good for the party, obviously, going forward to 2016. But I do think the thing to keep in mind, presidential races are different. 2016, the whole feeling is going to be very different. Let's see where we are then.
Dante Cheney is director of the American Communities Project at American University in Washington, D.C. Philip Bailey is political editor at WFPL in Louisville, Kentucky. Philip and Dante, thanks so much.
Thanks.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.